Rosh Hashanah Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin. Rosh Beis Din Omer Mekudosh. The Rosh Beis Din, he would say Mekudosh. V'chol Am Oinen Achrov Mekudosh Mekudosh. And then the rest of the nation would say after him Mekudosh Mekudosh. Why was this done? So the Rosh Beis Din said Mekudosh, the Rav brings, because the Torah says Vayidaber Moshe Asmoadei Hashem. So from here we see that just like Moshe was the one that announced the Moadei Hashem, even though in the context of the Pasuk that's not what it's talking about, but the drasha is that just like Moshe was the one that announced the Moadei Hashem, so too the Rosh Beis Din should be saying Mekudosh. And the fact that the nation answers him afterwards, that the Rav brings from the Pasuk where it says Moadei Hashem Asher Tikru Osam. So it's Osam is written without a Vav. So you can also read it, the drasha is Atem, that you, all of you. Now it also says Moadei in plural. So the Mefarshim explained that's why they would say it twice, and it's since Osam is like Atem, you should call it, that's why the nation would also say Mekudosh Mekudosh. Bein Shenira Bizmano, Bein Shelo Nira Bizmano, Mikachin Oso. Whether it's seen in its time, which means in its time is the first possible time, which is the 30th of the month. If you would see the new moon on the 30th, then you would know that the previous month had 29, and then you'd be Mekadosh it. And you would do this process. You would say, the Rosh Beis Din would say Mekudosh, and the whole nation would say Mekudosh, Mekudosh. Or Shaloi Bizmano is the next day, the 31st day. They would still do the same thing. Even though there was no reason to be Mefarsim this, because everybody knows once the 30th day passes, and on that day they were not Mekadosh, that is the new moon, everybody knew that the next day was the new moon. Nevertheless, they still had to do this procession. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok Omer, Imloi Nira Bizmano. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok says that if it wasn't seen in its time, which means they didn't see it on the 30th day of the month, Ein Mekadshin Oso. They would not be Mekadoshit on the 31st. Shekfar Kitshu Shamayim. Because in Shamayim, they're ready to Mekadoshit. In other words, like it was done by itself, it was done by the Beis Din Shalmala. We don't have to be Mekadoshit. There's no reason to do it. The Rav explains, because really, Kiddush HaChodesh is not a Chova. Means, I think what it means is the actual procession of saying Mekudosh and Mekudosh, Mekudosh, that you don't have to do. The reason really they would do that on the 30th day was to be Mechazik it. Because everything that was done on the 30th day, that everybody should know that today is Rosh Chodesh and that the previous month was 29. But once you got to the next day, there was really no reason to do this because everybody would anyway know that once the 30th day passed and there was not Rosh Chodesh, then for sure Rosh Chodesh was on the 31st. And this whole mitzvah of being Mekadshin is only by Yovel, because the Torah says in Vayikra, V'kidashtem shnas hachamishim shana. So the drasha is that only shanim ata Mekadosh. Only years you have to be Mekadosh. Where they would say on the Yovel, there was a procession where they would say Mekudosh by Yovel. But there's no chova on Beis Din to say that a chodesh is Mekudosh. Yes, obviously based in there's a mitzvah they have to establish of what day is Rosh Chodesh, and that's obviously the most important part in the whole Masechta, then people are Mechal Shabbos, in order that Beis Din should establish. But what this mission is dealing is being Mekadosh it with words afterwards, going through this procession. That you don't have to do, and the only reason they did it on the 30th was, like we said, to be Mechazik, because it needs Chizik that people should know, I guess. And the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok.